Welcome to Confessional. I'm Kayla Shelton, along with Mike Moran.
Tell us your deepest, your creepiest, your darkest. Confess to us. We won't tell.
So you can tell us anything. No one's listening.
Today's confessional. Tell us a creepy true Halloween story. Any Halloween story. It can be something terrifying that happened to you, prank or otherwise, or something that you heard about secondhand. It can be local or international. Or you can just tell us about why you love this holiday, this time of the year. Tell us anything you want about this holiday so beloved by us weirdos. Welcome everybody to the confessional. My name is Mike Moran, and I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Kayla Shelton.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. We have Halloween coming up. You have not seen the new film.
I have not.
From what I understand.
I know. I'm the worst.
Of course, we are. I did see it, and we got to talk about it when you guys see it.
I see. I don't mind spoilers. You care about spoilers. I will read the premise of a movie before
really?
I see it, so I don't mind if
Michael Myers is the killer.
I would have never guessed.
If it were Friday the 13th Part 5, Jimmy would have been wrong. I was really glad that I didn't watch any trailers or anything before I saw it. I've never done that before. I signed myself the task.
I heard that Jamie Lee Curtis is a badass, which she always has been and always will be, but. That's the main thing I hear about it.
Right. It was good, I think. Obviously, it doesn't reach the level of the first one.
Of course.
But I think it's probably the best sequel, or at least one of them.
Of all time or of just this franchise?
No, not of all time.
Okay.
Clearly, that
any
goes
sequel
to Electric
existed.
Boogaloo.
I think you can make any movie.
I think the
Boogaloo,
New Testament was really the best sequel, if you think about it.
Way better than the first one.
That was our...
Got new actors.
Producer... Jimmy Selesky.
Hey, guys. Hey.
From the Live from the Studio podcast. Clicking away.
Yep.
How you doing, Jimmy?
I'm doing all right, man.
Are you excited about Halloween? Right.
I don't know why I have an urge to look directly at the camera this evening. I don't know what that is.
Just stare dead.
I'm going to start looking at you guys. This is better. We're going to be getting notifications from Mike Stork and Jim Bryan.
Those are going to come through?
Entire podcast. Let's mute those guys.
Yes, let's do that. Now, Kayla,
mm-hmm.
We are supposed to have a comedian by the name of Luke Knoll on the podcast today.
We were supposed to.
Luke,
he is MIA.
Thus far, we're leaving the door wide open for him. Hopefully he's going to call in soon.
And if he doesn't, his invitation will become null.
That's why we have him around here. It's not for his looks. Now, Luke is from SNL. He was on one season.
Mm-hmm. Recently.
Yes, a recent season. Apparently did a good impression of Eddie Vedder.
Okay. Nice.
I was hoping to hear it so I could say it doesn't get Eddie Vedder than
that. Oh, my goodness.
Damn!
Well, he will be in the area in about a week, correct?
Yes. He will actually be performing with myself, along with Audrey Marsh and Eric Navarro at the Auto Bar. On Saturday the 27th at 8.
Okay.
And that should be a good show. He, of course, is headlining. I'll be featuring, I guess.
Yeah.
It should be a good time. He does, some musical stuff on stage. He brings his guitar. He does some songs. Does a little improv.
Okay.
But since we do not have contact with Luke thus yet.
He's on tour, correct?
I believe
so. He could just be busy, you know.
Sure. We're not
by their phones all the time.
Right. But why don't we get into it? Sounds today good. We are discussing, what are we discussing, Kayla?
Halloween creepy things, whether it's memories or things that come to mind or...
Right.
Anything
just
like
Halloween
that.
Stuff.
I love Halloween, so lots of Halloween stuff.
Yes, you're a Halloween girl.
I love Halloween.
And you said you're not so much a... You neither go spooky nor sexy, but more cosplay.
That's how... Yes, I dress up.
Right. Who are some characters you've been in the past?
I was Finn from Finn and Jake. I've been Poison Ivy. I've been Storm. I've been the devil. I've been Baphomet also as well.
Baphomet?
Baphomet. It's like the goat horned
thing. Oh, I was hoping you had a giant foam Baphomet.
I'm not doing it justice by saying the goat horn thing. That's offensive. But yeah, I've been a lot of different stuff. I don't, because I just think being sexy is really inconvenient. It's freezing, and every girl I see is always like shivering like And you're just like, you stupid bitch.
Being sexy is cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I never thought about that before ever.
Also, it's just stupid. I'm a sexy mouse. Right. I'm a sexy stripper.
I know, like, and I try to walk around greased up and topless like He-Man.
You should be able to.
Yeah.
And then spooky scary is just...
I know. And I should try it on Halloween sometime.
Might be fun to be spooky scary.
Did
but
I
like
shave
more
my head
fun.
Wrong now that I'm looking at it in the camera here?
That
I might have messed it up. Oh, well. Okay. We actually just got a new confession just sent in.
Nice. I kind of like that.
Okay. Do you want me to read that one first?
Yeah, let's do that.
Kayla's going to be the official confession reader from now on.
I guess everyone loved my awful storytelling when I tried to get drunk. And let me tell you, it's harder to do that. I think a lot more production goes into drunk history.
They have the benefit of editing.
Yes, because I think it was terrible. But we'll see.
Well, that episode's coming out after this one, so.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I just ruined it.
That's my only downfall as a producer. I don't edit. No editing. What happens in the studio goes out everywhere.
Well, it's live, so I feel like if people, they'd be like, that wasn't what happened.
Yeah.
Right.
Authentic. Yes. Okay.
I think we have a good flow. I don't think we need editing.
Yeah.
Other than maybe to replace me with someone funny. Mm.
Got him.
All right. So this is from Andrew Parker from Los Angeles, California. I went to visit my friend Ray at his new house. It was about 1 a.m, and we were getting drunk and hanging out in the hot tub. All of a sudden, the security light in the house behind us started flickering on and off frantically. I commented on how weird it was, and he told me it was especially weird because the house was vacant and the power should be off. Then he proceeded to tell me that that when he bought the house, a realtor told him there had been an incident in that house. I don't understand. It's vacant, or he bought it. A single woman lived there, and there was a home invasion and an unspecified assault. He didn't know if she'd been murdered, but there was no one living there now. And the light did that at the same time every night of the week. Ookie spooky. Ookie spooky.
Anything with home invasions is terrifying.
Well, hold on. We're not done yet. Sounded to me like the home had some sort of psychic PTSD and was reliving the event every night. I would have further liked to investigate and stayed inside the house for a night to see if there was any other phenomenon going on that dread hour where the house seemed to be reliving the event. And he wants us to plug his show. Sure.
What?
The Ookie Spooky Hour with Andrew Parker. Check it out.
Well, what do you think about that confession, you guys?
Did the home invasion happen?
They think so.
An unspecified assault? Does that mean he just pillow whipped her? He pushed her?
Pillow whipped her.
Did he
gave her a wet
did
willy?
Did he hard R her? I want to know.
I don't know, but his show
is... If the house
is
that traumatized that it has to flicker, something must have happened.
Right, right. Do you guys think houses can get PTSD? Do you think that's what hauntings are in some way?
I always think that maybe it can come from negative energy of some sort. I don't know if I believe in anything like that, but who knows? Like negative
energy.
You
realize
energy
you're on camera, Jim.
Yeah, making fun of me, a dickhead. But like that's what I mean. Like negative energy might cause something to make the house. I don't know.
It seems like that's that seems to be a ghosty thing.
Like energy. There's lots of energy.
Yeah.
Like
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. Andrew's show that he wanted to promote is Crypta. It's an audio drama comedy about cryptids.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, apparently Henry from Last Podcast and Ed from Roundtable are there and about to release the final season on Halloween. So check out Crypto with Andrew Parker.
Okay.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
All right. Okay. So does anybody have a creepy Halloween story?
No.
I don't really either.
I just used to get into like mischief. But
what kind of mischief did you get into?
Just staying out too late.
Right.
Getting drunk.
Right. Yeah, you know what I did once? I set out a bowl of candy with like a please take one
and
sign. You remember those?
Oh, yeah.
I have a feeling Jimmy took more than one.
I was, in my later years, I did take more than one, but when I was a kid, I always abided by it.
I never did. I got traumatized because someone was waiting.
That's what I was going to do. I was going to traumatize greedy children.
Once, I never did it again.
And I hit on the roof. I had like the perfect roof to like hide on, and I put on a hockey mask.
So creepy.
I had like a toy hockey mask and machete.
Why would you do that during Halloween?
And not one single kid came.
Damn.
So I guess the joke was on me.
That sucks. You couldn't get one kid to come to your house for trick-or-treating?
I can still feel my cold body atop that roof. The shingles digging into my skin. You know, it was kind of a scary house, and it was set back from the other houses.
That might do it.
It's actually not far from where we are now in Cockeysville. It's the oldest house in the neighborhood. It's 150 years old, and it was like set back in kind of a field.
Ooh, yeah.
But not so far back that I didn't think people would come, you know?
It's just a bad location, dude.
Yeah. Location. Low.
You have the one house in a backfield like it's Ed Gein's house. You're like, I don't understand why anyone comes to my house.
I also had an incident where I thought I was going to be poisoned to death because you guys are certainly aware of the urban legend of the Halloween candy poisoner, right?
Yes, yeah.
In my day, I don't know if they still do this because you guys were born like 4 years ago.
I think I'm literally like 5 years younger than you.
Well.
He's a youngin.
I know. He was born when flip phones first came out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He came out with one.
Yeah.
I thought there was the big candy poison scare. And I remember one time I got this chalky like lollipop that was kind of opened. And my dad threw it out. And I thought I narrowly escaped an attempted murder.
You probably did. Very narrowly.
Definitely. I feel like old people just have a bunch of candy. I think like, you know, now that I think about it, I guess people just say if they have candy left over from 1 year, like if let's say somebody was like you and they put a big bowl of candy out on their porch and they waited on top of their roof for nobody to come.
Right.
You're not going to go out and buy new candy next year.
Yeah.
Right? You're going to use the same candy. Now, if you had continued...
I was still up on the roof.
I'm sorry.
In the last year.
You would use the same candy. I would be eating that candy.
That is... I was going
along with you. I would just eat it throughout
thinking,
the week and be like, okay, more candy for me.
Yeah, I don't know.
You wouldn't eat that in a year? Like, if you had a really good Snickers
all
or like a tiny little...
Aside, that takes discipline.
I would eat them in a month.
Right, yeah.
For sure.
That's fair, definitely. But how do you explain old candy then? There exists old candy.
To me, it's always the shitty candy that no one wants. It's like the Necco wafers and like
the ribbon,
the bullshit things. And people are like, "This is 6 years old because it's been sitting in a drawer."
Yeah.
You're not gonna let like a Snickers or like a Reese's cup go.
Yeah,
for
but he had a chalky lollipop.
Yeah, no one's gonna eat a chalky lollipop.
Exactly. So it was probably not poison. It was probably some dude.
Yeah.
I know. I want to know what the people are thinking when they first go out and buy the shitty candy. As they're thinking, maybe like, oh, maybe one day this will pop off. Like, maybe
they're probably trying to be all hipstery.
Yeah.
And be like, oh yeah, I don't.
I'm gonna
Snickers.
Buy this gluten-free lollipop.
Yeah, I got Pez, dude. Pez
is
without the dispenser. Just reach your hand in, grab yourself an acid Tums. All the shit, dude.
I don't think there's been a Werther's original manufactured.
I love
since
Werther's, though.
The Lincoln administration. Fun fact.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really? I love Werther's.
All of them
it's
are from
so
that
good.
Time.
Werther's are good.
All right. Well, why don't you read a confession, Kayla?
Okay. Okay. The first one is from Kathy Jordan Saff from Chicago. When I was a teenager, I had to have major abdominal exploratory surgery the morning after Halloween. So while I was touring Kansas City's scariest haunted houses, I was also thinking about the blood and gore that was about to happen to me in real life in less than 12 hours. Mm-hmm. I was fine. It sucked, but all went as it should have.
So it seems that her spooky fun was hampered by...
I just feel like that would be me. Just that's anxiety. Girl, you got anxiety.
Right.
That's me every day.
Did you ever
I thought abdominal exploration was a euphemism for sex. That's why I thought she was like, I had
it
to
was.
Get
the
major
surgery?
Abdominal exploration. I was like, hey.
No, it said major abdominal exploratory surgery.
Yeah, I stopped laughing after the
so
word surgery.
But
I was dying up until that word. I was like.
We don't mean to diminish your surgery.
I mean, sorry.
Well,
what are your thoughts on it?
So it sounds like her Halloween was ruined by That must have been a weird position to be in. You're going around.
It would not be enjoyable.
You're seeing the blood. You're seeing the scares. And it's not in a fun way. I wonder if that has an effect on, like, if people.
I feel
like
that's the birth of her anxiety. Just thinking the whole time, this could be me. Oh, right. My God, this reminds me of the blood that's going to, like, that's an anxious person.
Have
that
you ever
sucks.
Heard that? Like, have you ever known anyone who's like, I can't do Halloween because, like, all the blood and bones and stuff remind me of some traumatic
people. Like, yeah, there are tons of people that don't like.
Right.
Mostly, I know a lot of people that are like, I don't like it because of the satanic.
Yeah.
Nature, the demonic nature.
Which is why you always dress up like a Bible character every year, if I'm not mistaken. Yes.
Sexy Jesus.
We were talking
That's my first sexy character.
How those people are the Grinch of Halloween.
Yes.
Yes.
The ones that do Bible stuff. A friend of mine was telling me her growing up, her church, they dressed up as Bible characters. And I'm like, how many options are there?
Do you think they dressed up as VeggieTales? Like, do you think they were like a cucumber and there was like, hey, do you remember VeggieTales?
Oh, that was, I was born in the
1920s. Oh, VeggieTales is great. It's talk of vegetables, the different stories of the Bible.
I was
great.
Actually born in the Dust Bowl.
Mostly broccoli, I think, though. It was broccoli and carrots.
So VeggieTales was Christian?
Yes.
It was Christian and vegetables.
Yeah, they were little vegetables that pretended to be different stories in the Bible.
So in order to make Christianity more fun, we throw in vegetables.
Yes.
Because
yes.
Something else. If kids don't like listening to Bible stories, they love vegetables.
Now they're going
to
love it.
I never picked up on the fact that VeggieTales was a Christian-based story. I used to rent them from my church library. And I was like, damn, I can't believe they're selling this shit.
I'm getting this from a church place.
VeggieTales, baby. Thought I was getting away with something.
Well,
like,
did they have other normal stuff there?
No, pretty
so
much
why
everything.
Would you think that
they didn't
was
have
different?
Like you know Hellraiser and shit.
They didn't have an adult 18 and over section.
Yeah, no, not quite.
Pull the little curtain.
Not quite, but yeah.
Pastor,
I guess
where can I find Faces of Death 3?
Past VeggieTales. Oh God.
Abdominal Expiration 4.
Thank you.
Yeah, where can I find abdominal?
Wow.
So I never thought about that, though, that there must be some kids that are like, I don't want to be a part of that because I'm
like that with Christmas almost because of Santa Claus sneaking in your house. Right. Freaks me out.
Is that related to an actual event, though, or just in general that freaks you out?
Kind of. When I was an age that I was on the cusp of finding out the truth, I had woken up in the middle of the night and ran out to see if Santa came, and there was this human-sized, like, bump in the curtain. And I was like, oh, my God. So I ran in my parents' room, and I ran back out, and it was still there, and I was screaming. And they were like, we don't know what this is. Go in the room, go in the room. And then when I ran back out there, it was gone.
Oh, my God.
And they're like, what was it? Do you know, what are you talking about? Found out later that they had bought me a life-size Miko stuffed animal that they hid in the curtain, and they were like, we can pretend like Santa's real because of this. So that terrified me.
So
like, I thought that I walked in on Santa being there, and that scared me. And even when I found out the truth, and I was like, I don't like it.
Okay. Okay.
It's weird, wow. But
no, that makes sense.
That kind of scarred me a little bit. Yeah, my parents think it's hilarious and the cutest thing, but it was very traumatizing as a kid.
Yeah.
I had a similar experience with Santa Claus when I was a kid. And it was equally traumatizing, but not in like a scary way. But my parents, so like we had this guy in our neighborhood we called him Uncle Bill. He's a very close friend of our family, Bill Gunther. And he had this impeccable Santa Claus costume, and he had like a sleigh thing. And like every Christmas he would go and like he coordinated with every parent in the neighborhood that like he would go into your house and like put your presents under the tree.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
and
pretty
so
sweet.
It was amazing.
That's creepy.
And he like got other neighbors to like play elves and shit that would like follow and help him. And so like, you know, like my parents would go all out. Like when I was like 8 years old, 9 years old, my dad was like a contractor, like a roofing. He'd get on the roof and fucking pound on the roof.
Nice.
And then he'd come in and go, Jim, wake up. And he'd wake us up. And he's like, you hear that? Blah, blah, blah. And we walk downstairs, me, my brother, my mother, and my father. And we would sit at the corner of the steps. And
oh, that's awesome.
That is
and
my nightmare.
Watch this guy. And
one man's
dude,
treasure.
He looked like, he had like this glow about it. It was insane.
Wow.
And he did that. And I remember like when you start to get to the age and certain kids start going like, Santa Claus isn't real. Like, I remember being like, no, Santa Claus is in my fucking, I saw Santa Claus in my house. Like, dude, it was your dad. I'm like, my dad was standing right the fuck next to me.
That's how I was behind me.
It was incredible.
If I was in your class, I would have been like, well, technically, anecdotal evidence doesn't count as evidence, and witnesses are unreliable.
Hearsay.
There's so many fun things about Christmas, and I feel weird talking about it, but it took me up until like this age to realize that song, Mommy Was Kissing Santa Claus, is the father.
Me too.
She's not some whore that's just making out with Santa
and
Claus.
Which is even more terrifying.
I was like, oh my God.
Because this kid just found out his mother is having an affair on Christmas Eve.
So I was like, with Santa.
With Santa.
Santa's cheating on Mrs. Claus. All of this
could
is
that
wrong.
Anything be worse?
I have no idea.
Christmas ruined.
And then you were,
family over.
Sweet.
And then like, do you tell dad what's going on? Like, what? To put him in that position, you know,
it's
like,
Santa Claus sweet, is just that's not true at all.
Deadbeat stepdad really just like shows up once a year.
I feel like we're ruining our Christmas.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, we are.
Fuck your mom.
Okay, well let's go back to another confession. I think you skipped over one.
Because I wanted to mix it up.
Oh sure.
Okay, so this is from Frank Andrew.
All right.
This is Berlin Heights, Ohio.
Okay,
because it's all one word. We have a local legend called Gore Orphanage. After researching the legend, the facts point to it being a load of crap. However, I did not realize this when I was 16. In the late 19th century, it was told there was an orphanage in the woods ran by an evil nun. One night, for some reason or another, she snapped. She supposedly walked the halls of the orphanage, locking all of the children's bedrooms doors as they slept. Spilling lamp oil in the hall, she set the home ablaze. Legend says locals heard the children screaming in the night, but due to the remote location of the orphanage, no one could help save them. They could only watch helplessly as shrieking silhouettes filled the windows frame by flame. Jesus. After the fire, all that remained was the limestone foundation, and that on the Halloween of my 16th year is where I decided to sleep. I took a sleeping bag, a machete, a tape recorder, and a flashlight. The only things I saw were carloads of teenagers, the occasional patrol car, and curious raccoons. I have to give him credit for staying there by himself.
Was he? He wasn't with his friends.
He didn't say friends.
Even if he were,
he said the only thing he took was a sleeping bag, a machete, and a tape recorder. You'd think he'd say, I went with my friends.
Right, right.
He probably went by himself.
Unless he has a friend named the Machete. Bill the Machete Thompson.
Bill the Machete Jackson over there.
That's scary, though.
That I wouldn't do that now. If you paid me like $1,000, maybe I would, and I'd be really scared. When
if
I was
you
16,
paid me a billion, if I could win the lottery that's right now, like the $1 billion, maybe.
Sure.
I'd do it for $1,000.
I would not do it for $1,000, though.
Easy.
And only because, and I would do it for less if it wasn't cold. If it was like not October 31st, I would do it for like 500.
Okay.
Just because
you're going on a weather pay scale here.
Yeah, I don't care about fucking.
$1,000 wouldn't keep me.
It would scare me.
I would run.
I'll admit it. But
billion, I would be like, there's a billion.
But when you're 16,
$1,000, no.
No way.
16, I feel like you have less fear. Like, you're fearless, I feel like.
No, I was more scared of stuff back then.
I feel like a lot of people aren't, though. I remember being 16 and being like, I'll never die. I'll live forever.
When you're 16, you're more scared of shit that probably won't happen to you.
Right.
Less scared of shit. Like, the only reason I would be scared to go there is because, like, not because of ghosts and shit like that. That's something that I would be scared of if I was 15, 16. But at 26, I'd be scared of a fucking crazy rogue homeless man that squats there that fucking kills me in my sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
a way more realistic and way more likely thing to happen.
Well, statistically, I don't
but
know
But at
if
16,
that's true.
I mean, I feel like most people are like, it wouldn't happen to me. I'm a grown-ass adult. I can handle it in reality. Like, there's tons of stuff that you're not even realizing what could be there. Like,
maybe
a homeless
I was
man
a scaredy
or someone.
Cat. I don't know. I would just be terrified of something like that at that age.
I mean, I grew up in Carroll County, so that was the big thing to do, was to go to all the abandoned hospitals everywhere.
They'd sleep there?
Some people would.
Weird.
I never experienced anything.
How weird would that be to wake up there like in the morning?
Just forgetting that you're there and being like, okay, now I know where I am.
Yeah.
Like, all right, we're good.
Yeah.
No,
all right. So we got a little urban exploration on Halloween there.
I love urban exploration.
Jimmy, do you have any Halloween anecdotes you'd like to throw out there?
I think he already shared his, didn't he?
No, I shared my Santa
Christmas.
Claus.
Oh, okay. Christmas.
It was a happy one. No one yeah, didn't scare.
Happy one. No, I mean the end all be all of the first story was that I was eventually very traumatized because I came to this realization that all of my friends and family and neighbors had all conspired in this grand illusion to fool me into thinking Santa Claus was real. I don't like
a little Rosemary's Baby moment
for
you.
I don't like being lied to. And it made me so mad, and I wouldn't speak to my parents for like a week. It had nothing to do with Santa Claus. I was so mad that every time I was talking to an adult going like, yeah, Santa Claus, and we were like, yeah, Santa Claus. Like,
do you ever wonder if that's where kids learn how to lie? Not, I mean, other things, but like that make it seem okay to lie.
I do remember feeling a very weird sense of betrayal.
Yeah, every kid does. You're always just like, what?
Yeah, it's almost,
you went through that for years. The tooth fairy,
kids, would you?
No. I'm going to be like, my broke ass bought all your toys.
Right.
And then your kid's
I'm
gonna
giving
be a
you money
loser.
For your teeth.
Right. You're going to take away the magic of Christmas from your kid.
Yeah.
They'll get other magic.
What?
The magic of science.
Mommy works hard magic? No.
Look at this beautiful.
Nobody, no kid.
Beautiful stars.
So, Jimmy, would you tell your kids that there is or there isn't?
I think I should. Because I'm over the fact that he's not real. I got over it.
I would hope so.
Now.
You're 26.
26 years old. I'm over it.
I don't think he's over it.
I understand.
He pretty seems upset about it.
Like, there's such a magical thing.
Yeah, you're right.
About believing it. Like, Christmas is so fun. And honestly, so much of the magic of Christmas now, aside from as I get older, I learned how to appreciate the how everybody really is kind of, like, you just feel more nice to the people around you because everybody's the holidays and it's fucking great. But also seeing how fucking excited kids are to go fucking sit on Santa Claus's lap and stuff, like, it's a beautiful thing. It's a lie.
It's creepy.
Right.
But whatever. You know,
there's a lot of lies. But has anyone done a case study, like, are kids that know it's not real, but you know, like, some parents are like, well, it's not real, but it's a fun thing we pretend
to
do.
I would start doing it now because I think a lot of parents in our generation are stopping that.
Right.
Like, I know a lot of people that are like, no.
Yeah, but do you think it's as fun for the kid or not?
Yeah, I mean, I've known some couples and some people that have done that, and the kid, I mean, they don't know any different, you know? So it's like, honestly, it's Jewish kids. They don't believe in... Do you know what I mean? Do you think they have terrible holidays? No, they love their family. And
they wish they celebrated Christmas. That is known. Ask any Jew.
They wish
they had Christmas.
You wish
you did. On that note. I don't have anything, really. Do you have anything?
Not really. I mean,
we're lame.
Yeah.
I enjoy Halloween, so I don't have any creepy, scary, awful things.
What do you love about the holiday?
I love that, and I'm sure someone will disagree with me. It's one of the few holidays where you're not forced to do something. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to go to your in-laws. You don't have to buy presents. I feel like everyone is stressed out around the holidays because all the money that you're spending.
Good point.
Valentine's Day has this heightened expectation. But Halloween, you can give out candy.
Yeah.
You can sit and watch horror movies.
Right.
You could walk around and, you know, go ghost touring. You can carve a pumpkin. Mm. You can apple pick. You can do fun shit that doesn't have to be forced fun.
Yes, yes.
And, I mean, maybe my experiences are different because I come from a divorced family.
Mm-hmm.
So my holidays have always been spent going to 90 different places that it was never really enjoyable for me.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween has always been the one holiday that I can sit and enjoy and do the things that I like.
What's your ritual on Halloween normally? Do you watch a movie?
I dress up all day.
All day?
Yep.
And you go to work like that?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
It might be difficult now because I have to dress down a little bit because I used to work at restaurants, so it's easier to like dress up and be cute. But I work in an office now, so.
Okay.
But then I usually watch horror movies. I like to give out candy. My best friend who was on the podcast a couple episodes ago, she has a daughter, so I'm excited to take her trick-or-treating.
Nice, nice. Yeah.
But the weekend before Halloween is always, like, fun drinking in Baltimore and adult fun.
Yeah.
You know.
Is there a program where you can, like, sign up to take kids trick-or-treating?
Is there? There should be.
Parents
that
can't. If you type those words into Google, you are tagged by the FBI.
Okay, cool.
How would you look that up?
Or
promote that in some way?
Well, in Hamden, where my mom lives, and I live, but not in the area, there's like a big Halloween thing, and there's kids everywhere. And I just go over there and we just have a blast. We hand
it's
out
so
candy.
Much, especially
we go
kids,
trick-or-treating.
It's so much fun.
Some people like do up their houses a whole lot. It's way fun. So if you want to come hang out at my mom's house, you're welcome to, Jimmy. I got two little
look
nephews.
Look at all the kids.
I'm just interested in renting your nephews by the hour.
I feel like that should for people that are busy, like, you know.
Yeah.
It's like a babysitter program, but kind of.
Well, I feel like
creepier.
When I was a kid, there'd be like the kid that like, you know, came with like my dad because their dad was a deadbeat or wasn't available. Or, you know, like.
You don't know their dad.
Like sometimes, you know. Or like I go out with like a different family, you know.
Oh, I'll drink for sure.
I mean, yeah, just remember being a kid and your first time like going trick-or-treating by yourself and you're just feeling like, yeah.
Yes.
It was only like 8 o'clock, but you were like, I'm on my own. You felt like such a crazy person.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like nothing will ever top that young excitement of things.
Not even recording this podcast?
No. Comes close. But
it's right there.
Still no word from our guest, you guys.
Luke Knoll, he must be thinking about his craziest Halloween experience.
Well, he's
speaking of just killers not having like
oh, I love killers.
Any theatrics. Oops. I was gonna say that we did go to a haunted house, like I forgot what it was. It was one of those like outdoor like
real haunted house that you have to pay for, that's terrifying.
Yeah, like one of those things. I've been to a couple in my life, but I think the first one I went, I was probably like 11 or 12 years old, and I went with like my cousins and my aunt and uncle and my parents. And it was like, I forgot where it was, but it was cool. It was an outdoor thing mostly, but there were like little shacks you would go into and stuff. It was like a big thing. And I remember this one thing, and this like, the lights were like strobe lighting, and like every time the light would blink, the fucking like skeleton, this guy had like this crazy get up. He was like the creepiest looking fucking dude. And every time the strobe light would blink, he would be in like a different place. And like one time would blink and he'd be like right in front of you. That shit was fucking terrifying. But, and I probably still be terrifying to this day. But I do remember thinking like, you know, that would be the kind of stuff. Cause as I go into that now, and I would like to go to something like that.
That's the perfect way to commit a murder.
Absolutely.
I do not go in haunted houses because of that.
Has that ever happened?
Probably.
I don't think it has. I haven't heard of it, and that's why I'm saying like that should happen. Not,
I would
not
do it
if
I wanted
murder,
to commit
murder. But
that's
what should happen.
Should happen.
It's
what
the easiest
is wrong
way
with this country?
Because then you could have a mask on. You could get away before anyone realizes it, and then you'd be gone.
But you'd be an employee there, right?
No, you would just show up in a mask and go out the back, and no one knows who you are.
Take his
costume. So you have to kill the first guy?
That would be cooler.
No,
I'm
if
just
you,
saying like this is what we
and then use his body as a prop.
No, if you were to go, I obviously haven't thought about this. If you were to go to one of those things. Stake it out, see what kind of mask they have, and buy a mask or create a mask. You could just slip in undetected and just randomly kill someone and then just be like, bye, and leave and take off your mask and your clothes underneath and you're gone. No one knows who did it.
Yeah. I mean, how organized could they possibly be? I mean, there's every single
especially
person is dressed up.
No one's going to know what that
Everybody's
is.
Everybody's in costume. So it's not like if you're just walking around and be like, hey, that's Bill. There's fucking dude is a fucking goblin mask.
And if I see someone in a goblin mask, I'm not gonna be like, that's not the normal mask that's in the scary thing. No, I'm not gonna know because there's tons of people. Hmm. It's the perfect way. It terrifies me. I do not go to things like that because of it.
They haven't even
so much, you've both thought very thoroughly about this.
They haven't even so much as made a movie about that happening.
Kind of. The House October Built, that's on Netflix.
Oh,
that's
really?
Kind of about like that.
I haven't seen it.
It's good. It's real good. It's very good. It's like a found footage movie. It's about these kids that are trying to find the scariest haunted house, and they go to these different haunted houses, and the people start following them and freaking them out. It's kind of creepy. It's very creepy.
Sounds good. The House That October Built. Have to check that out.
And even I'm as scared of haunted houses as that creepy haunted house that has glowing crabs at the Ocean City Boardwalk.
Glowing crabs?
It's not scary at all,
but
it terrifies
me. What does that have to
do
with horror?
Is there the haunted house on the boardwalk?
Oh, it's a real haunted? Oh.
Yeah,
well,
the old one.
I've been to the Rehoboth one.
Oh, yeah. It's not scary at all, but it terrifies
crabs,
me.
Crabs, though? What the hell is...
I don't know. They have not scary things in there.
You can't get scared next to the ocean. Two completely different vibes.
The one in Rehoboth used to scare me, and it wasn't so much the ride as the anticipation. I remember there was like a sign that said like Dracula's Lair or something, and somehow I just had this horrible phobia that there was going to be like some Dracula puppet that was just going to pop out and be like, yeah, and the whole time I'm just like waiting for it to happen. It
probably
scared me to
would
death.
Happen.
You weren't even scared of the real thing, just
yeah,
scared
like
that there was
the whole
a puppet.
Time just waiting, you know? All right, we got another confessional, Kayla.
We do. We have one more.
Let's hear it.
This is from Jim Bryan from Abbottstown, Pennsylvania.
Beautiful Abbottstown.
You've been there?
No.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't know.
We were reckless as kids on Halloween, throwing eggs at houses and cars. One year we were up on a hill lofting eggs down on the cars, and my buddy hit a windshield. Bullseye. The guy whose car got hit hunted us the entire day and evening until he finally found us in the woods. We were kids, and he was an adult, and he was crazed and swinging a tennis racket at us. I don't even remember how we got out there. It's impossible. Or it's possible it's been stricken from the cognitive record. Wow, that's...
That's pretty intense.
I'm glad a grown-ass man thinks he's man enough to chase after kids.
A prank gone Good terribly Lord. Wrong.
I understand Jeez. Maybe yelling at him a little bit, but right. the whole day, do you have better things
That's
to do?
That's very creepy.
It's awful. Like, calm down.
That sounds like, wasn't there some movie or something where they made a prank call and then, or they pretended to be someone on a CB radio and then the guy like stalked him forever?
Was that an episode of
Jeepers Creepers?
You know, I think it was in that era.
Okay.
I think it was like Joyride, maybe?
Joyride.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was it? What was it? Candy. It was like
Candy
he was.
Candyman or something?
He was some like weird nickname that he would keep calling and be like,
Was that a good movie? I don't really remember.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I thought it was good.
I think I liked it when I was like 18, but I don't know if I'd like it now.
Was Sean Bean in that one?
I believe he may have been.
Was he in that movie?
I think he might have been.
I don't know. I, like I know him. Justin Long was in Jeepers Creepers, though. So you got
that was directed by a very bad pedophile.
Yes, yes.
Who? I think the third
As
one.
As opposed to all the other pedophiles.
I know. The
who,
third one.
Who was it?
Some dude, the director of Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah,
they
he like went
supposed
to jail
to release
or something.
The third one, but they did.
Right, yeah.
I don't know.
Because like everybody's like, no, we don't want a third movie.
We don't care.
A pedophile. Yeah, he's like a serious pedophile.
Like, bad.
Like yeah.
Awful. Pretty terrible.
Yeah,
and
like,
then you watch a movie and you're like, I feel dirty watching.
Right, right. And then you're thinking like, are there
But
metaphors?
That movie fucked me up as a because I watched uh-huh. that way too young.
The intro
and the things
to that,
on the ceiling,
the,
I was
the
always
first
like,
scene with the car chase.
Yeah.
That was pretty intense from what I remember. I don't really remember much else. I don't think I've seen that since I was doing it for the Nookie.
Hey, everybody knows. Can't not get ass watching Jeepers Creepers.
All right. Was that our last confession?
That was the last one. Because we were supposed to have someone on
we
and we're going
to
take more time up. But...
And our guest never showed. But that's all right. We're not going to hate on anybody. Anything else you guys want to talk about?
I was reading some of the comments, seeing if we could
finagle those into a confession.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Sarah Peterson. Says the remake, this is an opening conversation comment on the Halloween movie. The remake was so good.
It wasn't really a remake.
Plan on seeing it a second time.
Nice.
Rob Zombie sequel was garbage. Do you agree with that,
Mike? Well, she's got them reversed, first of all. This one's a sequel. The Rob Zombie one was a remake.
Huh.
Sarah, explain yourself.
We understand what she's meaning.
No, I'm not moving past this until it's run into
no,
the ground.
Grab your tennis racket and chase her down, because that's bullshit.
How long now, is this episode? Man?
Did you guys like the... I have 10 minutes. Side, I
don't know. 40 minutes almost.
40, okay. Did you guys like the Rob Zombie one?
Which one of them?
The one where he's a boy, kind of gets into prequel territory.
Is it the new one?
No. The Rob Zombie one came out like 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. I haven't seen that in a long time, though.
I thought it was decent. I mean...
I thought it was good.
I can't make a comment. I haven't seen it in so long.
Wow.
I think any horror movie where the acting isn't noticeably bad is passable.
Right, right. Yeah, it got past, like, you know, total bargain bin sequel remake territory, I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I like B-movies and D-movie horror movies, though, that are just so
but
good.
But not C?
Nazi.
They're too average.
It's like karaoke. It's not interesting unless it's really good or really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's true.
Well, what are you guys' thoughts on the Halloween films?
My thought was that we were supposed to go see it together, but apparently that's not happening. So
a little jealousy there.
Not jealous. I just like.
He's offended. You didn't even ask.
Well, it just seemed, it appeared as though that was the plan for
Who did you
weeks
go with?
On end.
That bitch you've been texting?
No. a couple comedians.
Fun. That sounds fun.
Yeah, well, next time I'm you want to record a podcast, why don't you fucking call them up?
Ah, jeez.
See if they want to fucking...
Oh,
he's
man.
About to storm out my...
This is all because I hung up on you on our test Skype
yeah,
call.
It's coming back to haunt you, man.
Dang. Well, here's my excuse. I had to get a writing out within relative time of the movie coming out.
Yeah.
And so I needed to see it ASAP.
Well, I was planning on not going with you to begin with, but it's just like one of those things where I wish that I could have been the one that flaked.
Oh, well,
it
sorry,
gives
I
me more of a power
pleasure.
Dynamic
sure.
thing.
He wanted to be the one, Mike.
I wanted to be the
Tell
asshole.
He's the one.
All right, guys. Well, our guests
yeah,
didn't show up.
Pulling.
No, we had fun pulling anyway. Time. This was still a good.
Yeah,
we had some
nice.
Good confessions. We had some good discussions. Jimmy and I hate each other now.
That's known.
But yeah, I don't know. Maybe Luke will show up another time. I don't know.
What if you just bombard him in his private area on Saturday and just make him?
Oh, I'm definitely going to mention it. I'll
Excuse
tell you that
me.
Right now.
Got to.
Yeah,
got to.
Of course.
I spent tell Luke Knoll, and no hard feelings, but I did put $5 in Skype credit
right.
on my account today. Yeah. So Luke, if you're listening, you at least owe me a beer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's not gonna listen to this.
Here's the only thing that
he'll
I'm
listen
wondering.
When I tell him in person that he
maybe
owes me a
this
beer.
Went wrong. I'm pretty sure he's on the East Coast.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe he's on the West Coast.
And maybe our times are...
Yeah. And maybe he's just busy in the middle of something, doesn't have his phone on him. Right.
He's
know.
In like the Mountain Standard
or
time
Or he didn't
right want to
do it at all in the first place and he didn't want to say no. So then the
He seems like a nice guy.
Sitting in like a salt circle, super prepared for this podcast. He's like, oh, I can't wait till Mike calls me.
He's crying all night.
Call. So you're like, Luke, he's over there with candles and shit. This can be a great day.
All right, guys. Well, we had a good time nonetheless. Thank you so much for coming.
Yes, thank you.
This was always fun.
The most
and
fun.
And we will see everybody very soon. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.